One of the major themes of this essay is how arcades were natural outgrowths of consumerism. It was the reason arcades were originally built in Europe in the late 18th century and why one was built in Dayton in 1904. They were built to respond to social and economic pressures that were changing the ways products were sold. At the turn of the 18th century, Europe was experiencing social and economic transformations on the heels of the First Industrial Revolution, resulting in a new middle class that desired luxury products. Dayton underwent similar transformations in the early 20th century, except the city was in the throes of the Second Industrial Revolution, characterized by mass-produced goods that led to an economy of abundance. Merchants needed a way to sell their products, and arcades provided the perfect opportunity. They were visually stunning and they were convenient, providing an all-in-one shopping experience for consumers. With its glass rotunda, window displays, and Flemish facade, the Dayton Arcade enticed consumers from all classes. Arcades experienced unparalleled commercial success until the 1970s, when they could not weather the storm of another shift in consumerism, falling victim to department stores and shopping malls.